Have you ever had the props knocked out from beneath your feet? Have you ever had your confidences destroyed? The things or people you have depended on for so long are no longer there. The lesson that the Holy Spirit would have you get from this broadcast is this: your trust must always be in God. Sometimes He allows your props to be knocked out from beneath your feet because He knows you cannot function effectively unless you are fully dependent on Him. God wants you to rest your weight fully on Him. In Isaiah 6:1, we read, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Many in the nation at that time, including the prophet Isaiah, had allowed their hopes and expectations for Judah to become so entwined around King Uzziah that when he died, they were filled with despair. But they had to be willing to see their earthly securities laid in a coffin before they could see the glory of the one who sits upon the throne." Now, in this broadcast, we are going to study two passages of scripture, actually three verses, two passages of scripture. Psalm 34:5 says, "They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed." Job 6:19-20 says, "The troops of Timnah looked, the companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hoped. They came thither and were ashamed." Now, I want to point out to you, in both of these passages, the people looked. The first one says they looked unto Him. They looked unto Jesus. What was the result? They were lightened, their faces not ashamed. But the second passage says the troops of Timnah looked. They also looked. The companies of Sheba waited. But what was the result? They were confounded. They were ashamed. So we're going to look at this, at these two cases of people who looked, what they looked at, what they were expecting and anticipating, and what were the results. Now, the first one we want to look at is Job 6:19-20, talking about the troops of Timnah. But before that, I would like us to go over to Isaiah 21:14, because it talks about Timnah, the land of Timnah, and it gives us kind of a background of who these people are. Isaiah 21:14 says, "The inhabitants of the land of Timnah brought water to him that was thirsty. They prevented with their bread him that fled." Okay, so the inhabitants of the land of Timnah. Timnah is a land of the south, a southern country. Timnah is also the name of one of the sons of Ishmael, or one of the tribes of Ishmael. Now, in this verse of scripture, we read that the inhabitants of the land of Timnah did something very commendable. The first thing they did, they brought water to him that was thirsty. Okay, to bring water to the thirsty has always been considered an act of hospitality, but especially in the eastern countries where water was so scarce and where it was of grave consequence to the traveler in the burning sands and the deserts. But what brought about this verse is what happened in the background. You see, the inhabitants of this whole land, the surrounding land, many times they would be oppressed and pursued by an enemy. They would be driven from their homes. They would then have to wander through the vast deserts, deprived of the necessaries of life. And then that would make them dependent on the charity of the people of the other surrounding towns or land. Now, in this case, we're talking about Dedanim. Dedanim was attacked by the enemy. These people had to flee their area, flee their homes, and they ran to Tema because Tema had not been under attack. Tema was known as an oasis in the heart of Arabia. And they were also known for their hospitality. And we see it displayed here where it says, the inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water to him that was thirsty. But that's not all. It says they prevented with their bread him that fled. In other words, they went before. They supplied them with bread. They anticipated the wants of the fugitive or the refugee Dedanimites by supplying them bread. Now, to bring forth bread and water is an instance of common humanity in cases of distress, but especially in desert countries where the common necessaries of life, like water, are not easily procured. And so we see in this verse of scripture that the inhabitants of the land of Tema, they gave water to the Dedanimites without having to be asked. They didn't have to be coaxed. They didn't have to be exhorted. They gave freely. So we find that they're a giving people, a compassionate people, a very humanitarian people. Okay, now we want to go into one of our major texts, starting with Job 6. 19 to 20. Now remember, we're looking at that word looked, what they looked or expected, anticipated. Here it says in Job 6, 19, the troops of Tema looked, the companies of Sheba waited for them. The troops of Tema, this was a city in Arabia. All right, troops, we're talking about troops, companies, traveling ones. These were people that traveled to other places for merchandise, and they would pass along in caravans for their own protection against robbers or against beasts. And as they traveled, they would travel the same route, but as they traveled these places in the wintertime, they observed large waters that were frozen over, covered with snow, and they took note of that because in the summer they realized, okay, when we're coming through in the hot summer in this hot desert, we will be able to be refreshed. We'll have our thirst taken care of here in this area. And so we're talking about the troops of Tema, these caravans coming from Tema. They were arriving at those places that were well known for their torrents that descended from the mountains and were full of expectation. These people knew, okay, this is an area. Those torrents are going to be coming down. The streams will come down from the mountains, and we can expect to have our thirst slaked, and we'll be able to fill our water skins. But when they arrived, they found the waters totally dissipated and lost. Here is this caravan from Tema journeying through the desert, looking, anticipating, waiting for those streams. They came with an expectation of finding the means of allaying their thirst. But when they came to that area, they were disappointed, for the waters had disappeared. The troops of Tema looked. Now, maybe there was a conversation that went on among the travelers, and someone said to the other, well, just a little further. I know the last time I traveled this way, there was water enough. We're going to have plenty to refresh us. You see, they traveled, you know, this year after year after year, and they could always expect, they could always count on water being in this certain area to refresh them, to meet them with relief or comfort. But it says that they looked, and this time there was no water. Then it goes on, the verse says, the companies of Sheba waited for them. This is another people in Arabia that went in companies through the desert, and they were in great want for the refreshment. So they waited patiently till they came to the place where they hoped to find water to relieve them, which the place that they had marked down in the winter time. They saw the snow and the ice, and they figured, this is a good place. When we come through in the summer, we can expect to find water here. They went. The troops of Tema looked. The companies of Sheba waited for them. But Job 6:20 tells us they were confounded because they had hoped. They came thither and were ashamed. The caravans of Tema and Sheba, they were confounded. They looked, they anticipated, they expected it to be just like it was last year and the year before and the year before that. They never expected there to be a change all of a sudden. They looked, but now it says they were confounded. They were ashamed, perplexed, distressed, ashamed that they had entertained so confident a hope. They were downcast, sad that the waters had failed, and they looked upon one another with confusion and dismay, thinking, what's going on? What in the world is going on? What happened to the water? We know we saw this in the winter time. We've faced this same area year after year after year. What happened this year? Why isn't there water? What happened to the water? And you could just imagine how confounded they were at the miserable disappointment at their expectations. They hoped and expected to find water, but they found the streams were dried up and had vanished away. They were confounded because they hoped. And the greater had been their hope, the more bitter their disappointment. And it says, they came thither and were ashamed. That word ashamed is an Oriental phrase, and it means that their countenance burned. They, for shame and consternation of deceived expectation, they were so ashamed as to disappointment. Ashamed, disappointed, their countenance was burning from the shame. Now listen to what Matthew Henry says as he brings this, takes this verse of scripture and brings it to everyday life, to where we live today. Thus, those who raise their expectations high from the creature will find it fail them when it should help them. Whereas those who make God their confidence have help in the time of need. Those who make gold their hope will sooner or later be ashamed of it and of their confidence in it. And the greater their confidence was, the greater their shame will be. Then he goes on to say, we prepare confusion for ourselves by our vain hopes. The reeds break under us because we lean upon them. If we build a house upon the sand, we shall certainly be confounded, for it will fail in the storm. And we must thank ourselves for being such fools as to expect it would stand. We are not deceived unless we deceive ourselves. The troops of Tema looked. They just expected things to just keep on going the way they were year after year after year. They looked. The companies of Sheba waited for them. But what happened? They were confounded because they had hoped. They came hither and were ashamed. They never realized that the props had been knocked out from beneath their feet. Their confidences had been removed. Now we want to look at Psalm 34:5, and we see another group of people. This is referring to the people of God. They looked unto him, meaning Jesus, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. They looked unto him with desire for help. And what's implied in this verse of scripture is how low oftentimes has been the condition of the people of God. You know, just because you're a Christian does not mean you will not face hard times or difficult times. In fact, you might find that your times are harder than the heathen, because you have God with you, walking it through, and also the grace of God taking you through it. They looked unto him. These people, the people of God, looked to God, and they found light and comfort in him. They looked to him in their troubles, but they just didn't look unto him. They looked up to him in prayer and by faith. When they were in distress and in uncomfortable circumstances, they looked up to him for help and deliverance and a supply of every needful good thing. The good news is today, you can look up above your weaknesses and your helplessness to the one who is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Oh, hallelujah. You can look up above your weaknesses and helplessness to the one who is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Listen to what the pulpit commentary had to say. It is part of the high and holy education of the saints that trouble teaches them to look up, and thus their whole natures become elevated as they feel and know that they belong to a higher world than this. Trouble. We're in the school of Christ, and whenever we face trouble, it teaches us, look up, look up. They looked. And we're talking about not just one person here. We're talking about millions of Christians, even at this very moment, who are looking up trustingly and hopefully away from life's cares and sorrows to him who rules over all. They looked unto him. We're not talking about a snatch look, a hurried glance, or a passing nod of recognition. We're talking about gazing intently upon God, a fixed and eager gaze. They looked unto him. Matthew Henry said this, when we look to the world, we are darkened, we are perplexed, and at a loss. But when we look to God, from him we have the light, both of direction and joy, and our way is made both plain and pleasant. Oh, let me tell you, if you look to God, that he will give you the light of direction. He will give you the light of joy, and your way will be made both plain and pleasant. They looked unto him, and what was the result? They were lightened. That expresses joy, and it's the total opposite of what happened to the troops of Tima and the companies of Sheba that had a false confidence. It's this, they were lightened. It means that it's bringing forth expressing joy that's opposed to that, the downcast features of those who are ashamed or disappointed. Barnes notes that this, nothing could better express what often occurs in the time of trouble, when the heart is sad, when the countenance is sorrowful, a dark cloud apparently having come over all things. If one thus looks to God, the burden is removed from the heart and the countenance becomes radiant with hope and joy. They looked unto him and were lightened. They were darkened, cheerless, depressed, losing heart, but now depression gave way to buoyancy and melancholy yielded to cheerfulness. And it goes on to say, and their faces were not ashamed, having what they prayed and looked for and what they hoped and believed they should have. They were not ashamed of having put their trust in God. They were not disappointed. They didn't have occasion to confess that it was a vain reliance or that they were foolish in trusting in Jesus. They found God to be all that they expected or hoped that he would be. And let me tell you, what was true of the saints of God back then will be true of all who put their trust in God today. Oh, let me ask you, have you ever had the props knocked out from beneath your feet? Have you ever had your confidences destroyed? The things or the people that you have depended on for so long are no longer there. From year to year, you just went on and on and on. Things didn't change. And then all of a sudden, the unexpected happens and the props are knocked out from beneath your feet. Sometimes God allows that to happen because he knows you cannot function effectively unless you are fully dependent on him. God wants you to rest your weight fully on him today. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. If you will look unto Jesus today, you will be lightened. Your countenance will be made cheerful. Your mind will be made calm. And your face will not be ashamed. You'll have no reason to be disappointed or ashamed. This is Connie Giordano coming to you live on Spreaker Radio. Let's pray. Father, I come before you on behalf of those under the sound of my voice. Many of them are facing the uncertainties of the future. Many of them are afraid. But I ask you that you would bring forth the revelation of who you are today to their hearts and minds, that you are more than enough. You are a God of increase, enlargement, and multiplication. And whatever is lost, whatever is removed from their lives, taken away, you will replace 100-fold. And I pray now that you would overshadow your people with your great love, which casts out all fear. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Until next time, be blessed of the Lord Jesus. Amen.